all the places.
I like it like that.
Come on. Name of the place is I Like It Like That. Thank you, Chris Kenner, 28 before 7. Now WKBW's Good Time, The Shannon Show until 9 o'clock tonight. I think I still need a scorecard. I'm not sure if... I always feel guilty now when I say The Tom Shannon Show because I think I might be sitting in for somebody else. You never can tell.
Come on, everybody. Let's shout it out. Papa Boom!
The soft drink tastes so good because only Verner's is aged in wood. 4 long years till every ounce is mellow and pure with plenty of bounce. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, Verner's!
Verner's! Say, ba-ba-boom! Verner's!
Ba-ba-boom! In the bottle of Verner's, you'll find the only flavor of its kind. Deliciously different, so what do you say? Get up, get out, and buy it today. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, Verner's!
Verner's! Say, ba-ba-boom! Verner's!
Ba-ba-boom!
Ba-ba-ba-boom, and the word from the gang in KB's Weather Central says changeable sky, continued hot and humid, thunder showers in the area tonight and tomorrow, high temp around 85 and over 90 in some of the inland areas. Well, we've already passed that stage of the game. What was the high today? I try to keep a running tab on the thing. I think around 80-something. Wasn't it 82, 83? I don't think it went much higher. Changeable sky, continued hot and humid again, southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, very gusty around thunder showers. Tonight just could be the night. These are the Velvets on 1520 in the Hot Plastic Sound. Tonight, baby.
Tonight.
Tonight is the night. Thank you very much, Velvets. 25 before 7. Now WKBW's Good Time. We have 80 KB Grease.
D-E-C-O.
Deco.
Right.
It's another redecoration celebration at Deco. Yes, Deco does it again. Now, the main Swan Deco invites you to enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee in a colorful new atmosphere. Today through August 2nd, buy one hamburger at the main Swan Deco, get one free. Bring the family, eat hamburgers 2 for 1, and enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee as another Deco dresses up for 61. Stop at the main Swan Deco today.
After we knock around a bit, we'll listen to Matt Monroe sing My Kind of Girl.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Germany. Germany who?
Germany crickets, Hans. Everyone has fun listening to Radio 1, WKBW.
She walks.
My Kind of Song from Matt Monroe. 22 now before 7, WKBW's Good Time, 80 KB Grease in the Shannon Show. Our weather is sultry out.
Count up, count up, count up your savings bonds. See how fast they mount up.
Right, start counting up savings bonds and see how fast your savings grow as you put something away each week or each month with a big savings bonds interest dividend. Save in the bond a month plan or at the payroll savings plan.
See how fast they mount up.
This is KB Radio, babe, where everything's coming up. Music.
Listen to me for a while at 1520 on your dial. It's your favorite station for music and news. WKBW.
I want to remind you, this coming Wednesday and every Wednesday thereafter for the summer, we'll be out at Lime Lake. Right, I don't even know exactly where exactly you say the location around there, but it's Delavan Protection. You keep going on straight. What can I say? I'm bad with directions, but it's Lime Lake, New York. If you're out in that area, you know where we mean. Every Wednesday night, you have the Buffalo Rebels in person between 9 and about 12:30. So come on by this week, Wednesday, if you have a chance, and dance and enjoy yourself to your heart's content. One of the sounds we'll be doing Wednesday will be this one from Patsy Cline, I Fall to Pieces. Declines. You walk by and I fall to pieces. 18 before 7, 3 away from Pulse Beat News at 6:45 from Buffalo's only 24-hour news. Watch Action Central.
More than ever before, Buffalo and Erie County look to the YMCA to help build better citizens. Now the Y needs your help. Support the Build for Youth Crusade. Help this worthy organization build a better Buffalo.
1520 Radio 1KB.
Out of news time with Hammer and Hank and the Midnighters. This is called the Switcheroo.
Temperature reports high, 80 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central, presented by the West End Brewing Company, brewers of Utica Club, the beer without artificial bubbles. KB's direct line to Buffalo Police Headquarters flashed word that a teenage suspect nabbed today in connection with a bank holdup has just been charged. 17-year-old Frank Stefano of 64 Fruhoff Avenue, Snyder, has been charged with first-degree robbery. He allegedly held up a branch office of the BlackRock Riverside Savings and Loan Association at 1534 Hurtle Avenue just at closing time today. He was found on the floor of a car on Admiral Road by Precinct 17 police. Robbery occurred in Precinct 13. Stefano scuffled with Desk Lieutenant Rocco Navarro at 681 Parkside Avenue just as the off-duty police officer was coming out of his house. This slowed the suspect down, and when captured, Stefano was identified by Navarro as a youth who fought with him while holding a gun and a bag of money. The bag of bank bills was recovered in the neighborhood. Tragedy in West Seneca today. KB reported the story first. One worker killed, another injured when lightning struck at a school construction site. Police say 29-year-old Desmond Osborne, 268 Ashland Avenue, Buffalo, killed, and 44-year-old Joseph Soika of 64 Park Avenue, Depew, sustained burns of the feet when the lightning struck. The men, both carpenters working on the new West Seneca State School for the Mentally Retarded, ran for cover when a flash storm came up. Just as they reached a construction shelter house, the bolt struck them. Osborne pronounced dead on arrival at Buffalo Mercy Hospital, so he could take him to Our Lady of Victory Hospital, reported now in good condition. Husband of heiress Joanne Warner Walsh has pleaded innocent to a bad check charge in Cheektowaga Town Court. Judge Joseph Paczynski adjourned the case until August 16th and released 35-year-old Vivian Charles Walsh, University of Buffalo teacher, in $250 bail, bail posted by Paul Wiedemann, a Buffalo attorney representing the Peerless Insurance Company of New York City. Walsh, an economics professor at UB, arrested in New York City Friday night. He was returned to Cheektowaga Saturday night by plane to face the fraudulent check charge brought by the Airways Motel of Cheektowaga. Walsh's wife is the daughter of millionaire J. Arthur Warner of Greenwich, Connecticut. The couple lives in Buffalo. Final headlines. Eastern Airlines pilot forced to fly his plane to Havana today by a gun-wielding passenger. So far, the Castro regime has not released the plane. UN Secretary General Hammarskjöld has flown to Tunisia in hopes of maintaining the fragile ceasefire between French and Tunisian forces. Ex-Nazi Adolf Eichmann wound up 5 weeks of testimony today with a claim that he was not anti-Semitic. And this one just in, Air Force Chief General Curtis LeMay says a new airlift to Berlin could be carried out successfully.
Attention all beer mugs. There'll be a meeting of the Utica Club this evening at the old Hofbrau House. There'll be plenty of Utica Club beer on hand, and Schultz has promised to keep the business to a minimum. The Countess will sing, and Officer Suds will do card tricks. Try to make it if you can, especially you beer mugs who've been stuck inside the house so long. If you must, bring your owners along. If they won't let you out, then be with us in spirit. Have them pour you a bottle of Utica Club beer and sing the club song along with us. First verse. Oh, brew me no brew with artificial bubbles, those carbonated beers of today. Second verse. I hope it's better than the first. 'Cause Utica Club will still take the trouble to age beer the natural way. Utica Club, you see.
It's the weatherman, take the cue. The girl is what the weather's gonna do.
Thunderstorms in the area tonight, possibly of severe intensity with hail and damaging winds likely. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or night. Low tonight around 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 80 degrees. Humidity 72%. The wind southwest at 14 miles per hour. WKBW pays cash for news. Call Action Central at TT45107. This edition of Pulse Beat News has been presented by the West End Brewing Company, brewers of Utica Club, Schultz and Dooley's Beer.
Repeating, the K Big Story of the Moment.
Snyder youth charged with first-degree robbery.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On KB.
Back to music on the Shannon Show. Let's wail with U.S. bonds in a quarter, two, three. That's a good way to go. That's U.S. bonds in a quarter to three, 7 before 7. WKBW's good time, 80 KV Grease.
Hey, what are you doing?
Huh?
I said, what are you doing?
Ah, I'm building a man.
You'll never walk.
Yeah, but I can't think of any better way to build a man.
See your Marine recruiter.
Huh?
The Marine recruiter builds men. See your Marine recruiter.
I like that profound statement, huh? Sing it out, little dear.
You're listening to WKBW, 1520 on your dial in Buffalo.
It's the number one sound in town. Here's Floyd Craver now on the San Antonio Road. Floyd Kramer on the San Antonio Rose at 7:05, WKBW's good time. Come on dancing tomorrow evening in Crystal Beach. Mercury Recording stars Ralph Martiri and his Marlboro Orchestra will dazzle dancers and listeners alike with their big band magic keyed to every taste in swing and the music of romance as well. That's tomorrow evening. And all day, every day, there's family fun for everybody at fabulous Crystal Beach, the finest, cleanest, most beautiful, complete amusement park in America. On the tree-shaded million-dollar midway, you'll find 22 thrill-pack rides. In Kiddyland, there are 14 more safe but exciting fun features for the youngsters. Swimming's great all day at Crystal Beach with its inviting white sand beach, lifeguard protected. Picnicking's a pleasure, too, in the free Shady Grove. Shady Grove, my little... With free fireplaces, free swings and slides for the kiddies, and there's no admission fee to Crystal Beach. Open weekdays, 11:30 in the morning till 11:30 at night, and on Sundays from 1:30 in the afternoon until 10 at night.
It's a long swim, but a short ride
to Crystal Beach.
By bus, he should say.
Some people have a desire, a burning desire, to wear the WKBW suntan sign. And can you blame them? Every sunny day, KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart will search the beaches, parks, and pools in the Buffalo area, looking for listeners with the call letters WKBW suntanned on some part of their bodies. To the daily winners, a KB Beach Beauty and a KB Beach Buddy, she'll award a completely equipped transistor radio. On sunny days, look for KB's Fun in the Sun sweetheart. And remember to wear the WKBW suntan sign.
All right. This is Sammy Cooke. I didn't know if I shot the arrow or you did. I got hit with it, though. This is Cupid.
Cupid, draw back your... Calling you.
That's the story of Cupid from Sammy Cooke at 7 o'clock in Buffalo. 80 KB Grease is a sultry one, but it's pretty doggone humid, too.
Blue, the blue, with music and you. On the 1520 spot, WKBW in Buffalo.
He's tossing and turning.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
Johnson and Turner and Bobby Lewis. That's number three this week. 3 after 7, KB Radio's Good Time. We have 80 KB Greys and the KB Little Theater group here.
What's your favorite use for real lemon reconstituted lemon juice?
Real lemon juice in bottles? We pour it on pizza. What else? Try it.
Música de Granada. Andale, muchachos. This is Frank Sinatra. Music from Spain and Granada.
Granada.
Cha-cha-cha, the music of Granada. That's Frank Sinatra, Billy Mays, fine sound in the background there at 6 minutes after 7. WKBW's Good Time and the Tom Shannon Show. 80 KB Greys a little bit later on. I would say around 7:30 or 7:45 or so. We'll have the winner in the Curtis Lee. It isn't really a contest. I just had a photograph of an 8x10 of Curtis Lee. And I said I had it available in my drawer from last year. And if you wanted it and were interested, send me a card over the weekend. I would get one around there and put them in a pile and pick one out. When we have our winner, I'll announce it around 7:30 or 7:45 as to who gets the 8x10 photo of Curtis Lee. Okay, okay.
D-E-C-O. Deco. Right. It's another redecoration celebration at Deco. Yes, Deco does it again. Now, the Maine Swan Deco invites you to enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee in a colorful new atmosphere. Today through August 2nd, buy one hamburger at the Maine Swan Deco, get one free. Bring the family. Eat hamburgers 2 for 1 and enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee as another Deco dresses up for 61. Stop at the Maine Swan Deco today.
Little knock-knocking action here.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Burma.
Burma who?
Burma Hyde, son. WKBW is the best I ever heard.
Well, sonny, when I was young, I could whistle like this.
Highwaymen are here at 7 after 7 in the story of Michael. Michael rowed the boat ashore. Those are the highwaymen at 10 after 7. WKBW Radio's Good Time. We have 80 KB Greys in the Tom Shannon Show. Let's keep you young here, huh?
The lively crowd today agrees. Those who think young say Pepsi, please. They pick the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi. For those who think young, so go ahead and pick the drink that lets you drink young as you think. Yes, get the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi. For those who think young.
Thank you, Joni Summers. In about 30 seconds or so on 1520 Radio, the number one station, we'll listen to Philip Upchurch say, "You can't sit down. Upchurch, up, down, down, church, up."
Listen to me for a while at 1520 on your dial. In Buffalo, the greatest for music and news, WKBW.
Philip Upchurch. You can't sit down. Part number two. It's 13 after 7. WKBW's Good Time on the Tom Shannon Show. It'll continue to be warm and humid through tomorrow. If we can live through this. Boy, this is really bad, isn't it, when the humidity is up there? I don't mind, 105 degrees. In fact, you travel south, go out southwest, out in Arizona and places like that. It's hot. And, you know it's hot, but you don't feel that humidity. You could wring yourself out. If one guy grabs your head and the other guy grabs your foot and they both twisted a different way, you could feel the water just running out. 13 after 7, this one should move us to Pulse Beat News time. At 7:15 from Action Central, this is Pat Boone. This is something we need right now to jump into the Moody River.
WKBW Pulse.
Beat News.
AB temperature reports high of 78 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. The word just in from KB's man in Washington, Jim Randolph, is that the president wants more troops, but no more money at this time. In an urgent message, Randolph reported minutes ago that informed sources say President Kennedy will call for a sharp military buildup in the Berlin crisis, but no new U.S. taxes at this time. Report came as Mr. Kennedy prepared to announce in a talk to the nation tomorrow night a series of sweeping moves to build American defenses. Administration sources predicted the president will not ask Congress for a tax increase right now. Pricing north of the border, KB Action Central relayed the first report earlier today of a tragic accident in beautiful Victoria Park in Niagara Falls, Ontario. With complete details in that story, here's Canadian correspondent Larry Gavin reporting from the falls.
An American couple, Donald Ford and Ethel Mason, both 25 of Philadelphia, were pinned against a stone wall by an automobile late this afternoon while sightseeing in Niagara Falls. Both were rushed to the Greater Niagara General Hospital with severe leg injuries, loss of blood, and severe shock. Hospital officials report the couple in serious condition. A man from Ireland visiting Niagara Falls was driving the car. His name is Francis Richard Ferguson, 57 years of County Cork, Ireland. This is Larry Gavin returning you to KB Action Central in Buffalo.
Quick work by Buffalo police, including off-duty desk lieutenant Rocco Navarro, resulted in the capture of a 17-year-old youth who allegedly robbed a branch office of the Black Rock Riverside Savings and Loan Association at 1534 Hurtle Avenue. That bandit was identified to KB crime reporters as Frank Stefano of 64 Fruhoff Drive, Snyder. He was caught hiding on the floor of a car on Admiral Road, and the bag full of money he had taken, about $3,000, was recovered in the neighborhood. Suspect tussled with Lieutenant Navarro in his yard just as a police officer came out of his house. This slowed him down. Other officers closed in to make the capture later. Earlier this evening, Stefano was charged with first-degree robbery. Covering every county of Western New York, KB News reports his profile in death. Sheriff's deputies investigating the death of a 64-year-old inmate of the Wayne County home in Lyons, whose body was found floating in the barge canal late this afternoon. Deputies say the dead man, identified as Clarence Walford, was discovered fully clothed by state barge canal workmen. Autopsy will be made to determine the cause of death. And finally, an Eastern Airlines pilot with a gun in his temple flew his passengers to Havana today. The plane with 33 passengers aboard was commandeered on a Miami to Tampa flight. The U.S. State Department immediately demanded through the Swiss Embassy in Havana that the Cuban government release the plane, its passengers, and five crew members.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Thunderstorms in the area tonight, possibly of severe intensity, with hail and damaging winds. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or night. Low tonight about 70, high tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 78 degrees. Humidity 74%, the wind west-southwest at 12 miles per hour. Don't forget, KB pays cash for news. Call Action Central at TT45107.
Repeating. The K Big Story of the Moment.
Kennedy wants sharp military buildup.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Hey, so long, my heart and soul. Those are the Cleftones at 21 after 7. WKBW Radio's Good Time on the Tom Shannon Show. Back to music until or towards midnight. No, towards 9 tonight. Boy, who's that confused with time? 78 KB Green.
For the Boys Clubs of America, here's Richard Hayes.
Do service to your community through Boys Clubs of America. Encourage constructive activity through Boys Clubs of America. Help our future citizens become better citizens. Help build juvenile decency through Boys Clubs of America.
Thank you, Richard Hayes. 22 after 7. I tell you, we'll announce right now the winner for our Curtis Lee picture because the one I picked, really, I couldn't have picked a better one, I guess, because, and this was just a chance, I just reached in and pulled one out. But as I opened up, it was a letter. Most of them are on postcards. This was a letter. And I guess this girl really, 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 really wants the picture because, boy, she put enough inside. Here's the winner, Arlene Nowak of 14 Pulaski Street, Buffalo, New York. And I don't know how old or anything, but she says, man, he's the blonde bombshell, you know, and the whole thing, and he's a living doll and so on and so forth. And she saw him on TV and the whole thing. So, Arlene, no sooner said than done. I'll have it out to you probably tomorrow. Arlene Nowak, 14 Pulaski Street, Buffalo, New York. And I hope you enjoy it. Essie here, 23 after 7, WKBW is good time, 78, KB Greaves.
Ta-da. Bye-bye.
My eardrums pierced.
1520 with a smile. W.
Oh, I say that, old chap.
KBW.
What are fogons made out of?
It's the greatest station on your dial.
Okay, Arlene, you dig Curtis Lee because he's a blonde bombshell. Here's one of the blonde bombshells I dig. Bombshell of a different nature. She's a female. That's the only difference, I guess. This is lovely and talented little Linda Scott. She says, this is a sure thing, so don't bet money, honey. Come on over here and get it in person here. Say hello. Come on. Don't bet any money there, honey. Why bet money when you can just spend $1.95? That's not a bet. That's a sure thing. It's G-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. And that's for your boyfriend. I mean, I'm not calling him, honey, you know. But I'm just saying to you, man, if you are a male, and if you're anywhere from whatever it takes to start out shaving, 13, 14, 15, anywhere, right on up, all the way until man is too late, why, Gillette is the word to remember. G-I-L-L-E-T-T-E. And again, for $195, you're going to pick up a $284 value with the good grooming special. There's a styrene plastic travel case, a handy dispenser of the greatest blades around, the Gillette Super Blues, and then the $195 adjustable itself. On the handle, there are 9 different numbers. Those each stand for a different setting and a blade angle and exposure. One in there to fit your... Oh, this is a bad night for me. To fit your particular skin and beard. Then the can of Gillette Right Guard, the deodorant designed expressly for men. It takes you just 2 seconds to apply. It's a spray deodorant. It dries right on contact and around-the-clock 24-hour-a-day protection. So remember the name, and don't bet any money, honey. Put it down. $195. That's all you'll have to do for G-I-L-L-E-T-T-E.
$10 from KB Radio.
Just name the school book and win.
I'm going to ask you questions about your homework. All right, students, what was chapter 1 about?
Chapter 1 says to love her, you love with all your heart.
Excellent, students. You're so smart. You tell me the name of the book we're now studying.
Yes, name the school book and win.
Collect $10 from WKBW.
Our pick of the earliest postmark, win.
Send your entry right away to WKBW, 1430 Main.
Now from Bobby Darin, little sha-la-la music.
Love and be loved in return.
Bobby Darin, sound of Nature Boy, 7:30 here in Buffalo, and time for us to check in with the KVIG Sports Scoreboard Report. Hall of Fame exhibition at Cooperstown, New York. Los Angeles Dodgers over Baltimore 6-2. Tonight in the National League, Cincinnati at Milwaukee, only one game scheduled. The American League, Detroit at Los Angeles, that's only one game. International League, there are 3, Buffalo at Richmond. Syracuse plays Jersey City, Toronto at Columbus. And finally, sentencing of Frankie Carbo on a boxing extortion conspiracy conviction has been delayed by arguments for a new trial. Defense attorneys claimed at Los Angeles that the federal government obtained evidence illegally. Carbo and 4 co-defendants were accused of trying to muscle in. Muscle in, they sound like a pun in there. Muscle in on earnings of boxer Don Jordan.
WKBW, this is the place that sets the face.
Boxer, muscle in.
Buffalo.
Well, the overture for this half hour has Carole King and the Shirelles singing I Love is a Thing of the Past. Nova Scotia. And our love has become a thing of the past. 27B48 is WKBW's good time here on the Shannon Show. 78 KB Greaves. A couple of postcards came in the mail. I think it was today. And as long as we've got a couple of seconds to spare here, why not give a little boost here? Archbishop Walsh High School of Olean, New York will have a summer dance on Tuesday, July 25th. Hey, that's tomorrow, isn't it? Yeah. July 25th at school. Dances will be held from 8:30 until 11:30 on Tuesday and on every Friday after during the rest of the summer. So that's a good deal for you. Archbishop Walsh High School, Olean, New York. Tomorrow night, July 25th, at the school, a dance from 8:30 until 11:30. and then on every Friday after during the rest of the summer. Sounds like a good deal in Olean.
Did you know Greater Buffalo's seven big General Motors plants employ more than 17,000 persons? And did you know that products manufactured in Greater Buffalo have a total value of well over $2 billion annually? Boost Buffalo. It's good for you.
We'll have ourselves quite a party after we check in with radar locations.
Radar, radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
For Mad Movin' Monday on Mineral Springs Road, Dingin Street, and Bailey Avenue. That's a good way to go. Go to Kay. These are the fireballs. Hey.
1, 2, quite a party. Yeah.
'Cause he's crazy.
Well, your mommy's right, little dear.
Boy, this is quite a party, huh? How old are you, Susie? 48. You're crazy.
If you listen to WKBW.
Now, you really didn't mind if I messed that one up, because they sing so bad that I would be an improvement, and I'm really bad. Now, I'm the Tom Shannon Show at 23 before 8. This is the sound of Slim Harpo, his little harmonica, and the sound of the blues, too, baby. And I hear it's ringing in your heart. Listen here. Oh. Thank you, Slim Harpo. It's raining in my heart at 21 before 8. WKBW's good sign. Our secret word for today, all day. All day. Is. What is today, by the way? Oh, wait a minute. Today's what, Monday? Yeah, I'm so lost. Monday. Orchard. O-R-C-H-A-R-D. Orchard is the secret word. Remember, the seasonal rush is on. Remember, motorboat registration required by New York State cannot be done on the spot. It now takes from 1 week to 10 days to process an application once it is filed. So don't risk being unable to use your boat because you failed to allow enough time before your vacation to have it registered.
Buffalo Billboard! Buffalo Billboard! Here's what busy people are doing in Buffalo.
Well, the University of Buffalo Four Arts Festival will hold its first jazz concert this Wednesday, July 26th, at Baird Hall on the University of Buffalo campus. Tickets are $1.50. For reservations, call TF7-3000, extension 668. TF7-3000, extension 668. I'm going to play lead kazoo.
Up, 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 up. This is 1520 on your radio dial. WKBW, your favorite station for music and news.
Of course, I'm a masterful musician. You know, I majored in comb playing, which is... Let's twist again here, Chubby. Come on. Thank you, Chubb Checkers. 17 now before 8. WKBW's good time, 2 away from Buffalo's 24-hour news watch Action Central, 78 KB Grees in the Tom Shannon Show, and a quick message for you here.
You can choose job training before you enlist, before you enlist in the modern army.
Humming sounds to Pulse Beat News, the Johnny Gibson Sea of Heartbreak.
The lights
in the harbor.
Yeah, in the harbor.
WKBW Pulse.
Upbeat News.
Navy temperature reports high 78 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. Within the last hour, one of America's top military men spoke out on Berlin and its future. KB's Washington newsroom reports that the blunt-spoken new Air Force Chief of Staff, General Curtis LeMay, commented on a possible Berlin airlift. LeMay said the U.S. and its Western allies could succeed in another Berlin airlift if they really had the will. LeMay's comment is one of the most optimistic yet on the question of an airlift. He was the organizer of the successful 1948 Berlin lift. LeMay also commented on the possibility of using atomic weapons in a limited war. He said tonight there's a possibility, and then compared the U.S. with a policeman who carries weapons for emergencies but uses only those necessary to do the job. Next, a deadly finger of lightning reached out of stormy skies over West Seneca today and struck down two men. One of them was killed. He was identified to KB News as 29-year-old Desmond Osborne of 268 Ashland Avenue, Buffalo. Another construction worker standing with Osborne was rushed to Our Lady of Victory Hospital, listed now in good condition. He is 44-year-old Joseph Soika of 64 Park Avenue, Depew. Lightning tragedy occurred at the new West Seneca School for Retarded Children being built at East and West Roads. Lightning also touched down in Livingston County today, burned to the ground a large barn on Picket Line Road, about 3 miles north of Nunday. Owner of the barn, Mrs. Bernice Tunningley, estimated the loss at about $15,000. Two fire departments battled the roaring blaze, but they could not control it. KB Weather Eye reports severe electrical storm struck at Camp Drum today as 10,000 troopers of the 26th Yankee Infantry Division bivouacked in the fields for realistic battle maneuvers. The infantrymen donned ponchos and deepened the rain traps around their pup tents. But despite the storm, the situation in the bivouac area was reported still tactical, and the guardsmen returning from training in firing areas girded for blackout training, night movements, and infiltration by so-called aggressor parties later tonight at Camp Drum. Other headlines. Informed sources say President Kennedy will call for a sharp military buildup in the Berlin crisis, but no new U.S. taxes at this time. As bulletin on last KB News, administration sources predict the president will not ask Congress for a tax increase right now, but they did not rule out such action later if inflation should threaten to get out of hand. One source told KB's Jim Randolph he understands Mr. Kennedy will seek $3.5 billion in new defense funds. This would be in addition to the $43 billion military budget now pending before Congress. Two final headlines. U.S. State Department has demanded that Cuba release an Eastern Airlines plane which was hijacked and flown to Havana with 38 persons aboard. And U.N. Secretary General Hammarskjöld is in Tunis tonight trying to prevent renewed fighting between the French and Tunisians.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Thunderstorms in the area tonight, possibly of severe intensity with hail and damaging winds likely. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight, about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 78 degrees. Humidity 74%. The wind west-southwest at 12 miles per hour. Last week's KBIG News tipster was Russ Sparacino of Buffalo. He won himself $15.20. Number to call with your news tip is TT45107.
Repeating. The K-Big Story of the Moment.
General LeMay says another Berlin airlift is possible.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On KB.
And every little beat of my heart, it's 9 minutes now before 8. WKBW's Good Time on the Tom Shannon Show. Sultry day outside. You'll look outside, you know what I mean. Thunderstorms tonight, possibly severe, so watch out for those. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow, currently 78 KB degrees.
D-E-C-O.
Deco?
Right.
It's another redecoration celebration at Deco. Yes, Deco does it again. Now, the main Swan Deco invites you to enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee in a colorful new atmosphere. Today through August 2nd, buy one hamburger at the main Swan Deco, get one free. Bring the family. Eat hamburgers two for one and enjoy Buffalo's best cup of coffee as another Deco dresses up for 61. Stop at the main Swan Deco today.
There's a word for Deco, high on the dial and tops in style with the even newer WKBW. In about 15 seconds, we'll hear from Arthur Lyman's Yellow Bird.
It's WKBW, 1520 on your dial. your favorite station in Buffalo. Stay tuned all the while.
That's Arthur Lyman and the Yellow Bird at 5 minutes before 8. WKBW Radio's Good Time. Something here to remind you about. Again, it came via the postcard seen today. The Franklin Delano Roosevelt Division of the Catholic Young Adult Club is holding their second annual Christmas in July dance tomorrow, July 25th. Matter of fact, the both postcards came in today for things tomorrow at Christ the King Church, Main at Larmack Streets. I think that's how you say it, L-A-R-M-A-R-C-K, in Snyder from 9 until 1 o'clock. Admission is $1.25. And guess who will be there with his woolies on in the middle of July? Santa Claus. So that's a good deal for you. And Franklin Delano Roosevelt Division of the Catholic Young Adult Club tomorrow night at Christ the King Church, Maine at Larmack Streets in Snyder.
Come on, everybody. Let's shout it out. Baba boom!
Say birders for Baba boom. Birders!
Baba boom!
No other sultry tastes so good, because only Birders is aged in wood. 4 long years till every ounce is mellow and pure with plenty of bounce. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, Birders!
Birders!
Say, ba, ba, boom! Birders!
Ba, ba, boom!
In the bottle of Birders, you'll find the only flavor of its kind. Deliciously different, so what do you say? Get up, get out, and buy it today. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, Birders!
Birders!
Say, ba, ba, boom!
All right, va-va-va-voom is the magic word at 3 before 8.
Rain or shine?
KB's watching the weather. If it shines, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart at beaches, pools, and parks in the Buffalo area. She'll have a transistor radio for a KB beach buddy and a KB beach beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign. If the weather's bad, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart tomorrow. She'll be looking for you.
I'd like to be looking for her. Boy, she's a gas. I'll tell you what, we played Verner's before. The Verner's KB hit record of the week is coming up next. It's Hoop of the Bomb from the Bomb, 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 and that's by Barry Mann. It's worth 98 cents. It is yours for 59 cents with the regular price purchase of a 6-bottle carton of Verner's at Sky Drug and Super Duper Markets. And here it is.
I'd like to thank the guy. Being down forever. And when I say, did it. You know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
That's Barry Mann, and who put the bomb on the bomb, bomb, bomb at 8 o'clock in Buffalo. 1 more hour left to go of the Tom Shannon Show. Don't you go away. Matter of fact, grab my hand. Come on, we'll take a little walk here together.
We'll always be two.
A little walk hand in hand together. That's Connie Francis at 4 minutes after. Come on in there now. Stop that jazz there. 4 minutes after 8. WKBW Radio's Good Time. Why aren't you happy like that in the daytime when I really, really, really need it? You know, when I'm out in the mornings, I need, you know, entertainment and things to keep me awake because, boy, oh, boy, I'm out of my element. And my engineers always then are just very, you know, what would you like to do next? You know, you tell your producer and your engineers and things. But at night, they're great, you know, and I don't really need it at night. Well, I need it at night, too, but more so in the daytime. 4 minutes after it, like, they tell me jokes on Records End, and I don't want to laugh because then those people don't. I tell the jokes? Well, I do sometimes, yeah, but I only reciprocate. If you tell me one, I'll tell you one back. You know, it's kind of a trade deal. 4 minutes after 8, it's an occupational hazard to be like this, you know.
Radar.
Radar.
WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint locations.
Radar checkpoint locations for a mad moving Monday on Forest Avenue, Amherst Street, and Linwood Avenue. An important message about heart attack. Modern research is finding ways to give more and more heart attack victims a better chance for active, useful lives. Besides reducing the danger of further attacks, research has developed methods for treatment and care to help many heart attack victims make a good recovery. Now, to learn more about this vital subject, you ask the Heart Association of Erie County for free literature. The address is 250 Summer Street, Buffalo 22, New York. To the fish here. This is Bobby Rydell. Done to the tune of Mama Said. That's Bobby Rydell. It's 7 after 8. WKVW Radio's Good Time. Again, the winner of our Curtis Lee 8x10 photograph. Guy sings, Pretty Little Angel Eyes. Is Ali Nowak, or Novak, of 14 Pulaski Street, Buffalo 6, New York. Congrats, Ali, and I'll have the thing out to you tomorrow.
Here's Richard Hayes singing for the Boys Clubs of America.
Boys become better citizens through Boys Clubs of America. Responsible, well-rounded citizens through Boys Clubs of America. Boys Club shapes a boy to be an asset to his community. Help build juvenile decency through Boys Clubs of America.
All right, 7 now after 8. WKBW's Good Time, 78 KB Grease in town. Little knock-knock action.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Poison.
Poison who?
Poison girls together all listen to WKBW.
A little tear in your eye music here. As we walk down the aisle, hand in hand together, in the background you hear the music of Adrian Kimberly and his little choral group.
Oh, I'm sad. I hear Pomp and Circumstance. Listen for it closely.
That's Pomp and Circumstance music from Adrian Kimberly. 10 minutes now past 8. WKBW's Good Time, 78 KB Grease in the Tom Shannon Show, all the way until 9 o'clock tonight.
Come on, everybody. Let's shout it out. Papa Boom!
Say burners for Papa Boom. Burners!
Papa Boom!
No other sultry case so good, because only burners is aged in wood. Four long years till every ounce is mellow and pure with plenty of bounce. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, burners!
Burners! Say, ba-ba-boom! Burners!
Ba-ba-boom!
In the bottle of burners, you'll find the only flavor of its kind. Deliciously different, so what do you say? Get up, get out, and buy it today. When you're thirsty, shout it out. Say, burners!
Burners! Say, ba-ba-boom!
You be sure and get Verner's hit record of the week. Who put the bomb in the bomb bomb? The one we just played for you a little bit a while ago. Oh, well. See what you do to me? Now, see, I should be speaking English and you say those nasty things to me. Who put the bomb in the bomb? No, I got to blame it on somebody, you know. That's the one we played for you a while ago. By Barry Mann, it's worth 98 cents. It's yours for 59 cents with a regular price purchase of a 6-bottle carton of Verner's at Loblaws Supermarket.
WKBW. 1520 on your dial. Your favorite station for music and news. In Buffalo, WKBW.
Check in here. This is Adam Wade in the writing on the wall to News Time.
W-K-B-W.
Pulse Beat News.
KB temperature reports high of 77 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. KB's direct line to Buffalo Police Headquarters flashed word that a teenage suspect nabbed today in connection with a bank holdup has been charged tonight. 17-year-old Frank Stefano of 64 Fruhoff Avenue, Snyder, was charged with first-degree robbery. He allegedly held up a branch office of the BlackRock Riverside Savings and Loan Association at 1534 Hurtle Avenue just at closing time today. He was found on the floor of a car on Admiral Road by Precinct 17 police. Robbery occurred in Precinct 13. Stefano scuffled with Desk Lieutenant Rocco Navarro at 681 Parkside Avenue just as the off-duty police officer was coming out of his house. This slowed the suspect down, and when captured, Stefano was identified by Navarro as the youth who fought with him while holding a gun and a bag of money. The bag of bank bills was recovered in the neighborhood later. Stand by town of Tonawanda for this report from the KB Accident Desk. Father and son injured in a two-car crack-up at Colvin Boulevard and Sheridan Drive late this afternoon. In Kenmore Mercy Hospital with possible internal injuries is 19-year-old Paul Hoffman Jr. of 109 Panaro Drive, Tonawanda. His father treated and released. In Buffalo, 6-year-old boy rushed to Millard Fillmore Hospital this afternoon after he was struck down by a car near his home. He was identified to KB Action Central as Little David Hain of 79 St. James Place, Buffalo. The youngster suffered a broken leg. KB's West Coast news ticker revealed this local headline. A music instructor from Niagara Falls has been killed in a plane crash near Austin, Texas. The victim, 29-year-old Alan Darby, a graduate of the State University College of Education at Fredonia. Darby had been flying a crop-dusting plane part-time to pay for advanced studies in music in Texas. The U.S. has told Cuba it wants the immediate release of a hijacked Eastern Airlines plane. The plane in question was commandeered this morning while on a flight from Miami to Tampa, Florida. 32 passengers, 5 crewmen were aboard the plane when its pilot was forced to change course and fly to Havana. KB News flashed this official word of the hijacked airliner from the North American Defense Command headquarters.
Eastern Airlines flight number 202, a Lockheed Electra outbound from Miami to Tampa, Florida, was apparently hijacked and forced to land in Cuba at 11:30 Eastern Daylight Time this morning. It is reported to have had a crew of 5 and a passenger list of 32 people on board. The North American Air Defense Command, noting the action in the Combat Operations Center here, scrambled an F-102 jet fighter interceptor from Homestead Air Force Base south of Miami. It ran alongside the airliner until it reached the 3-mile limit off Havana, where the scramble and interception was broken off. A passing airliner heard over his intercom a statement from the pilot to the Havana tower that he was landing at gunpoint. The Federal Aviation Agency radar first indicated something was wrong when the plane veered southward out of Miami at about 10:20 a.m.
It's the weatherman. Take the cue and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Thunderstorms in the area tonight, possibly of severe intensity with hail and damaging winds likely. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight, about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 77 degrees. Humidity 79%. The wind west-southwest at 8 miles per hour. Don't forget, KB pays cash for news. Call Action Central at TT45107.
Repeat it. The K Big Story of the Moment.
Snyder youth charged with first-degree robbery.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment. On KB.
Take a big breath and welcome into the Shannon Show. Here's Brooke Benton. Ready now? Breathe.
Let me tell you.
You'd have a home, all right. You'd have a home.
Yeah.
A real hot home.
A real hot home.
It's almost too hot down there. That's Brooke Benton and the Bull Weevil song at 20 minutes after 8. WKPW's Good Time in the Tom Shannon Show. 77 KB Grease. Give your boy the fun of wholesome outdoor living. Enroll him right now at the YMCA We Own a Camps. A carefully planned, skillfully supervised program chock full of stimulating activities. Swimming, boating, riflery, archery. Await them all at We Own a Resident Camps. Boys aged 9 to 16 have a healthy, educational, and fun-packed adventure in store this summer at We Own a Camps. For complete information, call Mr. Norty, Dan Norty, at the Y, TL39350.
Win $10 from KB Radio.
Just name the school book and win.
I'm going to ask you questions about your homework. All right, students, what was chapter 1 about?
Chapter 1 says to love her, you love her with all your heart.
excellent students. You're so smart. You tell me the name of the book we're now studying.
Yes, name the school book and win.
Collect $10 from WKBW.
Our pick of the earliest postmark wins.
Send your entry right away to WKBW, 1430 Main.
Hey, Pablo, play those little, what do you call those things again with the little thing on the hand there? Or toque la castanets, andole. Gracias. Ha ha.
Yeah.
Vamos a bailar. This is Paul Ankers. Dance on, little girl. Hola, hola.
Dance, dance on, little girl. Oh, look at you.
I just tripped over the castanets. That's Paul Anka, 24 minutes after 8. WKBW Radio's Good Time here on the Tom Shannon Show. 77 KB Grease. And we're going all the way up until 9 o'clock tonight. And a word here from International.
Hello, Dry. International Iroquois beer. Mellow Dry to satisfy your taste. Iroquois.
All righty, dude. Oh, I just discovered something. We haven't got a record coming up next. Have we? All right, we'll pick one right now.
La da da, la da da, la da do. WKBW.
Hey, Daddy.
Cool, baby. We got a record now.
You're listening to your favorite station for music and news.
Hey, Daddy.
La da da.
WKBW Buffalo.
This is a former KB pick hit record of the week. These are the Marquees. Wow. Last night. Tom Shannon Show, 77 KB Grease. One more should move us to sports scoreboard check-in time at 8:30. Why not do it the traveling way with your suitcase and your little toothbrush and your cellophane gym suit? This is Rick Nelson. Let's go to Mexico, huh?
I'm a traveling man. Yes, I'm a traveling man.
I forgot the words.
Yes, I'm a traveling man.
I'm a traveling
man.
Thank you, Rick. It's 8:30 in Buffalo on the Tom Shannon Show. Time for us to check in with the K-Big Sports Scoreboard Report. The Hall of Fame exhibition game at Cooperstown, New York. Los Angeles Dodgers over Baltimore, 6-2. International League play, all night games tonight. Only one is underway so far. At the end of one, Buffalo and Richmond. Richmond 1, Buffalo nothing tonight. Syracuse at Jersey City, Toronto at Columbus. In the National League, one night game, Cincinnati at Milwaukee. The American League, one night game. That starts at 11 p.m. Buffalo time. Detroit plays L.A. on the coast.
Over
to time for the final half hour of the Shannon Show. Here's Curtis Lee. Pretty little angel eyes there, boy.
Pretty little angel eyes.
Yeah, pretty little angel eyes.
Yeah,
pretty little angel, pretty little angel, pretty little, pretty little, pretty little angel.
Angel eyes. That'll rock you right out of your car. We'll mention it again. The winner of our 8x10 photograph of Curtis Lee, the only one we had in captivity. I don't know how many are around these days, but the winner is Ali Nowak of 14 Pulaski Street, Buffalo 6, New York. Next time I talk with Ray Peterson or his manager, it happens to be the same manager. If I talk to him again, Ray Schulman? I can't think of his name now offhand, but I know I talk to him frequently. If and when I do again, I'll ask him for some more photographs. Maybe we can work something else out. But Ali Nowak of 14 Pulaski Street, Buffalo 6, New York. You have an 8x10 photo going out, I hope, tomorrow of Curtis Lee. Enjoy it. 77 KB Grease. What did you say before, Norman? It was raining outside? Está lloviendo, huh? Yeah, pretty bad. Just a little bit now, kind of tinkered off. All right, that's good to hear, because my windows are up tonight. I feel pretty confident. You know, I can talk about it without getting worried.
Did you know there will be more than 1.5 million persons living in the Buffalo metropolitan area by 1965? And did you know that more than 4,000 new homes were built in the greater Buffalo area during the past year? Boost Buffalo. It's good for you.
You want more people living here? What are you talking about, Boost Buffalo? All right. 26 now before 9, the weather word for Buffalo and vicinity, sultry, thunder showers tonight, possibly severe. We've got a little bitty ones now, but possibly the severe ones coming a little later. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. The Castells have a good sound, number 13 this week, the sound of sacred.
Sacred.
The Castells. Sounds of Sacred, number 13 all this week at 23 minutes before 9. That's WKVW's Good Time on the Tom Shannon Show. Sultry weather for Buffalo, 77 KB Greed.
Summertime is here, and that means vacation time is near. This year, see the wonders of the Empire State. Here, along the byways of New York State, are approximately 24 covered bridges, romantic symbols of a bygone age. Some still carry traffic, others are preserved as historic relics. Among them is the longest single-span covered wooden bridge in the world, the 210-foot span over Schoharie Creek at North Blenheim in Schoharie County. When you go, take KB along with you.
Okay, there. Thank you very much. Knock a little bit here.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Conjure.
Conjure who?
Conjure, guess which station always boosts Buffalo? WKB.
You know, when they made the single and took it from the album of this particular record coming up next by U.S. Bonds, they cut off a lot of the beginning. There was a whole big dialogue in the beginning about, you know, counting off in school and things. And they edited it right down so that the record runs, you know, a little bit shorter, because in pop music today, I guess you don't have a long record. Very few. Like, oh, Lowry, I guess, and a few more, three minutes and stuff. Like, what's the other one here? Something, I've Got News for You by Ray Charles. That's a pretty long record. But for the most part, most records run 1 minute, 45 seconds. Some run 2 minutes and 10 seconds, but usually no more, except for, you know, very few exceptions. But the U.S. Bonds record, they cut down so much that it starts out like this.
So what?
He's counting already. School's out there, man.
No more.
School is out. That's U.S. Bonds. Or Gary U.S. Bonds. Wild, wild beat sounds there. 20 minutes before 9, the big beat on KB Radio, 77 KB Grease, the Shannon Show towards 9.
Young man.
You rang?
When you started out.
Oh.
Were you planning to set the world on fire?
Yeah.
Did you expect employers to greet you with enthusiasm?
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, I'll return.
Were you disappointed?
Yes.
And a little sheepish?
Yeah.
To find out that getting a good job isn't child's play?
Yeah, I need that. I figured that.
No, to land a good job, you need training.
Oh.
And how do you get it?
I don't know.
Choose your own job training in today's Army. And then watch success come your way.
You can choose job training before you enlist. Before you enlist in the modern Army.
Job training right here on the spot with 1520KB Radio.
The lively spot on your dial, WKBW, the station with a smile. You hear the latest news and the greatest music around on WKBW,
the station with a modern style.
1520, 1520.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, to find out if your chewing gum loses its flavor on the bedpost overnight, we'll call upon Lonnie Donegan. Hey, a little jolly sound from England, in person at the London Coliseum.
Oh, hot doggies.
Folk, folk.
Hey, what's this say?
Oh, me, oh, my, oh, you.
Hot dog.
Whatever shall I do?
Chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
Good
the time. Why not? Hey,
say. Blimey. Ladies and gentlemen, Lonnie Donegan. Let's hear it. 16 before 9. I still don't know what they make fog horns out of. I think they make them out of boom boom or something like that. Anyway, you make tin whistles out of tin. What do you make fog horns out of? Well, let's go to news time this way from Larry Brownell in Action Central. Buffalo's only 24-hour news watch. These are the Cordettes.
Bum 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 b
W. Pulse Beat News.
Baby temperature report time, 77 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. From the nation's capital, a decision tonight in the Pentagon, which may echo around the world. KB sources there report that Defense Department officials say they're going ahead with plans to launch more spy-in-the-sky satellites. The officials say there's no change in plans to send up the Samo satellite, which can take pictures of Russian missile sites. A Soviet publication today labeled such actions aggression. Meanwhile, Bell Aircraft announced today it has manufactured a rocket engine which will be used by the U.S. space team in sending a missile to the moon. At its Niagara Falls Boulevard plant, Bell Aerosystems Company made a Ranger 1 engine designed to power that rocket to the moon. Bell officials told KB News that the Ranger rocket will probe about 600,000 miles out into space. It was scheduled to go up from Cape Canaveral one day this week, but late word tonight indicates that the moonshot may be delayed. A tragedy of nature was bulletined first on KB Radio today. One worker killed, another injured when lightning struck at a school construction site in West Seneca. Police say 29-year-old Desmond Osborne of 268 Ashland Avenue, Buffalo, was killed. And 44-year-old Joseph Soika of 64 Park Avenue, Depew, sustained burns of the feet when the lightning struck him. The men, both carpenters working on the new West Seneca State School for the Mentally Retarded, ran for cover when a flash storm came up. Just as they reached a construction shelter, the bolt struck them. Osborne pronounced dead on arrival at Buffalo's Mercy Hospital. Soika taken to Our Lady of Victory Hospital, now in good condition. A man fell from a dock at the foot of Federal Street in Troy this evening and drowned in the Hudson River. He was 55-year-old Joseph Hart of Green Island. Troy police say his body was recovered about an hour later by skin divers. Dock is the same one from which two other men fell into the river and drowned last week. Other headlines, President Kennedy expected to call for a heavy military buildup tomorrow in his speech to the nation on Berlin, but also not to ask for any new taxes. Eastern Airlines Electra has been hijacked in the air, the pilot and 33 passengers taken to Havana. Spaceman Yuri Gagarin given a royal welcome in Havana today by Premier Castro and the President of Cuba, Torticos. UN Secretary General Hammarskjöld has flown to Tunisia in hopes of cementing the ceasefire between French and Tunisian troops. And finally, a new book goes on sale in Germany this week. It's not exactly a new book, for it was written 36 years ago by Adolf Hitler. The manuscript found by the German Institute of Contemporary History among captured war documents in Washington 10 years ago. Owners of the copyright, the state of Bavaria, have agreed to publish one edition of the book. 5,000 copies of Hitler's second book will be sold at $5 apiece. German Institute says they feel anyone looking through the book will find the prose bad. And as far as the Institute is concerned, the book will only be a source for historians and a poor one at that.
It's the weather, man. Take the cue. And tell us what the weather's going to do.
Thunderstorms in the area tonight, possibly of severe intensity with hail and damaging winds likely. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 77 degrees. Humidity 79%. The wind west-southwest at 8 miles per hour. If you're on the scene of a news event, call KB Action Central first at TT45107.
Repeating. The K Big Story of the Moment.
More spy satellites going up despite Russian threats.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Once I had a pretty girl.
That's Larry Brownell.
Her name, it doesn't matter.
Not the girl, but the guy.
She went away with another guy.
You'll be glad to hear that.
Now he won't even look at her.
Take our hats off to Larry here. That's Off to Larry from Del Shannon, the number 5 song of the week, way up high on the charm circle here on KB Radio. It's 7 now before 9, 7 away from the hour of 9, WKBW's Good Time and 77 KB Green.
Hi, this is Ken Carpenter with a suggestion. Why don't you give Summer's Sizzle a cold shoulder with a 7-Up float? Just put a scoop of ice cream in a glass and then pour a chilled bottle of 7-Up gently down the side. Add straws and a spoon. Make two and have your neighbor over. Everyone enjoys a 7-Up float. Try one soon. A 7-Up float.
All right, Ken, thank you. And will you try one with me? We'll have a little party, you and I.
This is WKBW 1520 on your dial. For music the greatest, with news the latest. Stay tuned all the while. 1-5-2-0, 1-5-2-0, 1-5.
All right, a little whistling here. When I was a youngster, I used to whistle like this. The Highwaymen.
Mm-hmm.
The Highwaymen and Michael. 4 minutes before 9, WKBW's Good Time. Sultry weather still remains in Buffalo, 77 kbgs. Kind of even off there between that and the humidity index at 79%.
Model Rhyme Time is on the air.
That's it, man. Send us a rhyme for Model, and we'll send you a new shiny silver dollar.
That's the only trouble with Model smoking tobacco. Tastes great, smokes great. No sissy flavorings, just good, rich, burly tobacco. But we
can't find a word that rhymes with Model. We got lots of other rhymes.
Like we tell you true and no joking, Model is a real man smoking.
And you're always right, you're never wrong. Stick with Model all day long.
Yes, for a man who really likes to keep that pipe going pretty steady. Model's got it big. No phony, taste-tiring flavorings. Just good, rich, burly tobacco. New Model cut for smoother smoking.
So pick up a package of Model smoking tobacco and...
And please, please send us a rhyme for Model. If a lot of you send in the same rhyme, the earliest postmark gets the buck, a brand new shiny silver dollar.
All right, send your Model word rhyme to Model at this station, WKBW, Buffalo 9, New York.
Rain or shine? KB's watching the weather. If it shines, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart at beaches, pools, and parks in the Buffalo area. She'll have a transistor radio for a KB beach buddy and a KB beach beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign. If the weather's bad, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart tomorrow. She'll be looking for you.
Now to wrap it up, the big sounds of the Billy May Orchestra. Wow, this is Frank Sinatra. Granada, ole, arriva, andole.
Granada.
Granada. Yes, sir, and that's Frank Sinatra, and that'll wrap it up for the Shannon Show for the Mad Monday edition, July the 24th, 1961. Stay by for Ted Hackett from now until 12 midnight tonight, and until we see you again tomorrow morning at 9 in the a.m. for Russ Syracuse, or tomorrow night at 6 on our own show. Until then, take good care of yourself, drive carefully, and later.
We listen all the while to the hot spot on the dial. 1520, that's our style on WKBW.
77 KB Grays, and here's Ted.
Here comes Hackett, Big Ted Hackett, on KB Radio. Leave your dial at 1520 for the Big Ted Hackett Show. He'll play the top record hits of the day, so be his guest, don't you dare go away. Stick around and join in the fun on the Big Ted Hackett Show. Here's your man about music on KB. It's the Big Ted Hackett Show.
Buffalo, come on along. From now until 12 midnight, we've got the Hackett thing to swing on a mad moving Monday. Here's Bobby Lewis.
I couldn't sleep at all last night.
There's Bobby Lewis working on it. WKBW's Good Time, 4:30 after 9. We're underway, cutting loose with 77 kbgs here on the Niagara Frontier. Hey, would you like to buy a home? Then ask your lender about the FHA plan of home ownership. Approved lending institutions make long-term, low-interest FHA-insured loans. The current interest rate is 5.5%, or 5.25%, really. The minimum down payment is based on FHA's evaluation of the property. Contact your local lending institution and ask about an FHA loan. Sultry weather, thunderstorms, tonight possibly severe. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. 77 kbgs on the Niagara Frontier. It's 72 in the water. Relative humidity 79. Barometer 29.93 rising. Winds are west-southwest at 8 miles an hour. Low-down sounds here. Slim Harpo, and it's raining in my heart.
Please come.
come along.
There it is, raining in my heart. Thank you, Slim Harpo. WKBW's Good Time, 7:30 after 9 in Buffalo, 77 KB Green.
Wherever you drive, whenever you're thirsty, how about a light, bracing, clean-tasting Pepsi-Cola? Just look for the Pepsi sign. Wherever you're going, ice-cold Pepsi is waiting all along the way.
The lively crowd today agrees. Those who think young say, Pepsi, please. They pick the right one, the modern light one. Now it's Pepsi for those who think young.
Indeed. Live with WKBW. It's guaranteed for life.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Butter.
Butter who?
Butter, keep your dial set at 1520. That's WKBW.
It sure is. Big Donnie Gibson's going to cut loose on the Ted Hackett Show this moving Monday evening, July 24. Here's the Sea of Heartbreak.
The light of heartbreak.
Oh, yeah, it's called the Sea of Heartbreak. Thank you, Donnie Gibson. WKBW's Good Times, 11 after 9. 77 K degrees here on the Ted Hackett Show. The United States is a wealthy country. It's also a wasteful one. And among other things, one of the great resources we waste is manpower when we don't employ the handicapped. This failure on the part of employers is often due to the employer's attitude toward disabled persons. Yet the handicapped person asks no favors, asks only the chance to prove himself as a contributing citizen. The Easter Seal Society reminds you that until employers accept these people for what they can do, we'll continue to waste valuable abilities and talents and skills, which are not limited by wheelchairs and by braces.
WKBW, 1520 on your dial. WKBW, for music and news, it sets the style. WKBW, the swinging station on the dial. WKBW, 1520, 1520.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station. Connie France is going to move us to Pulse Beat News at 9:15. This is a real pretty thing. Let you and I do it, shall we, dear? Together.
We stroll the lane together.
Temperature report time, 72 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. First late-breaking report from Washington, which is bound to affect all KB listeners, but in various ways. KB Jim Randolph reports that President Kennedy is readying his Cold War counterattack on the Berlin crisis. President goes before the nation tomorrow to spell out the steps he plans to block the Russian threat to the divided city. The key to the president's plan said to be a sharp military buildup, but with no new taxes at the present time. Sources say the president plans to announce a series of moves to strengthen the National Guard and the reserves. Backing up these steps will be what sources term a plan to speed up civil defense. One source said he understood President Kennedy would ask for more than $3 billion in new defense funds, with the money to be spent by next June 30th. It's also reliably reported that if the mobilization drive touches off inflationary hoarding and panic buying, the administration may ask for a tax hike late in the winter to siphon off surplus purchasing power. Covering the court calendar, KB Newsman report that two New Jersey men were sentenced today by federal judge John Henderson for forging and cashing stolen savings bonds. Ralph Blackie Carboni and Horace Sudsy Rinaldi, both of East Orange, New Jersey, were sentenced to 7 years in prison. They were convicted about a month ago of conspiring to cash stolen bonds in Buffalo, plus a total of 44 counts of forgery and fraud. The husband of heiress Joanne Warner Walsh of Buffalo has pleaded innocent to a bad check charge in Cheektowaga Town Court. Judge Joseph Pusinski adjourned the case until August 16th and released 35-year-old Vivian Charles Walsh in $250 bail. Bail posted by Paul Wiedemann, a Buffalo attorney representing the Peerless Insurance Company of New York City. Walsh, an economics professor at the University of Buffalo, arrested in New York City Friday night. He was returned to Cheektowaga Saturday night by plane to face the fraudulent check charge brought by the Airways Hotel of Cheektowaga. Charles Yuknut of the Airways Hotel accused Walsh of cashing a $22.15 check drawn on a Buffalo branch of the M&T. The incident occurred on February 11th. Hotel authorities were unable to make Walsh pay after the check bounced. Walsh's wife is the daughter of millionaire J. Arthur Warner of Greenwich, Connecticut. The couple lives in Buffalo. K. Tammy Newsman was on hand today for a national convention being held here in Buffalo. At the conference, a veteran police sergeant dedicated to the fight against communism called for a united effort to combat subversive activities in the U.S. Norman Moore of Los Angeles made his appeal to the 9th Annual Convention of the National Conference of Police Associations. Moore is chairman of the Committee on Subversive Intervention into Law Enforcement, a branch of the National Conference. West Coast police officers specifically attacked the American Civil Liberties Union. He referred to his committee's resolution charging that the union professes to defend freedom, but in fact gives aid and comfort to the Communist Party in the United States. Moore says the resolution and other proposals involving subversion will be on the agenda of the 3-day Buffalo Convention. Finally, the U.N. flag flies in Tunisia tonight. Secretary General Hammarskjöld arrived in Bizerte in hopes of heading off a break in the uneasy ceasefire between France and Tunisia.
It's the weatherman, take the cue, and tell us what the weather's going to do.
Thunderstorms in the area tonight, possibly a severe intensity with hail and damaging winds. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 72 degrees. Humidity 82%. The wind south-southwest at 7 miles per hour. WKBW pays cash for news. Call KB Action Central at TT45107.
Repeating. The K Big Story of the Moment.
Kennedy wants more troops, but no new taxes.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Welcome back into the Ted Hackett Show, everybody. We're going to swing high, wide, and handsome with Matt Monroe. Here's his description of his kind of girl.
She walks like to my mind. She's my kind of girl.
My Kind of Girl. It's by Matt Monroe, and welcome back into the Hackett Hassle. 21 and a half after 9, WKBW's Good Time. Street level temperature down to room temperature now at 72 KDs in Buffalo.
Here's Connie Francis.
Danger signals, nature flashes, danger signals. If you see a danger signal, see your doctor, don't delay.
Right. If you heed cancer's danger signals, chances are treatment can prevent the disease from becoming serious. For a free booklet on cancer's danger signals, write the Erie County Cancer Society, 1 Niagara Square, Buffalo.
If you see a danger signal, see your doctor, don't delay.
And fight cancer with a checkup and a check.
1520, Radio 1KB.
Well, then, there now. This is America's brand newest sound. It's found at 1520 WKBW.
This is WKBW 1520 on your dial. For music the greatest, with news the latest. Stay tuned all the while. 1520, 1520.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven to be Buffalo's most listened to radio station. La 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 loo. This is lovely. It's by Bobby Darin.
La 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 loo.
This is Nature Boy.
There was a boy. It's just to love and be loved in return.
Yeah, it's called Nature Boy. That's by Bobby Darin. WKBW's Good Time in the Ted Hackett Show, 25 and a half after 9. In Buffalo, room temperature, 72, kind of nice, KB Green.
It's new, different, from International Breweries. IBI Malt Liquor, the malt beverage with drier, deeper flavor. Try it, IBI Malt Liquor.
All righty, have you got your WKBW fun in the suntan sign?
Hey, how long you been out here in the sun?
Oh, since early morning, I guess. I've been trying to get a KB suntan.
That's why you've got the letters WKBW taped on your back?
Yeah, so I can win a transistor radio from KB. And I better get this tape off now.
Yeah, here, I'll give you a hand here. Slow or fast?
Oh, fast, I guess.
Okay. Ow! Sorry.
Sunny Days, KB's Front of the Sun sweetheart, will have transistor radios for two KB listeners, one of each sex, who have the WKBW suntan sign.
All right now. Here's Demita Joe. She has an answer for Ben King. Ben says, please stand by me. She says, I'll do it. I'll be there.
You can reach the top.
Yeah. It's Demita Joe on KB, and I'll be there. That brings us down to the line of 29. Here's the KBIG Sports Scoreboard Report. In the Hall of Fame exhibition baseball game at Cooperstown, New York, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat Baltimore 6-2 here in upstate New York. Back home in the International League, at the end of six, Richmond 1, Buffalo nothing. No score, Syracuse, Jersey City, or Toronto, Columbus. In the National League, at the end of one, Milwaukee, Cincinnati, scoreless. In the American League, one game starts at 11 o'clock our time out on the coast, Detroit and Los Angeles. Top money earner Gary Player has boosted his lead in the pro golf race to more than $55,000. And the touring U.S. track and field team has arrived in Warsaw for its meet with Poland this weekend.
WKBW Buffalo, New York. WKBW. Just set your dial, relax a while. WKBW Buffalo, New York. Listen to KB.
Yes, then there now. Here's Chris Kenner. Hey, Chris, how do you like it, huh?
Come on. Let me show you where it's at.
Come on, I like it like that. Thank you, Chris Kenner. 28 before 10. WKBW's good time. We have 72 KDGs in Buffalo.
Big Chief Lapping Waterfall, your son request permission to seek new career.
What career, my son?
Me want him join U.S. Air Force.
Hmm?
Oh, father, me want him join U.S. Air Force.
You want him get in Big Bird, go boom, boom all over sky?
Yes, yes.
You nut. You better stay on reservation.
Oh, no, father. I want him spend rest of my life in... Thanks, fellas.
All right, stand by, because here's where they are.
Radar, radar.
That's who I mean, the fellows with the radar cars.
Hmm. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
Forest Avenue, Amherst Street, and Linwood Avenue.
Delivery. Beat of my heart. There's a beat for you.
Beat of my heart. Thank you very much, gang. Those are the pips. WKBW's good time, 25 and a half before 10. 72 KDGs here on the Niagara Frontier. Let's see what the job has in store. Here's the WKBW Employment Column of the Air. In cooperation with the Employment Division of the New York State Labor Department, WKBW announces the following job opportunity now open. Social caseworkers with master's degrees needed for work in social agencies and in hospitals. Contact Mrs. Boner in the professional section of the New York State Employment Office, 200 Franklin Street, second floor. KB's Employment Column of the Air will be heard again within 3 hours. Another service of WKBW.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Debts.
Debts who?
That's just human nature to want to hear the best on WKBW.
WKBW serves you 24 hours a day and serves you right with sounds like this. Back for another go-round try at the top 30. It was off again, on again. Here's Paul Anka. Dance, dance on, little girl.
Dance, dance on, little girl.
Dance on, little girl. Paul Anka does it. WKBW's good time, 22 before 10 on the Hackett Show, 72 KDGs at street level in Buffalo.
Our young people need the YMCA. Today, this fine character-building agency is handicapped by outdated facilities. Now the Y needs your help to continue its valuable work.
please give your generous support to the Build for Youth Crusade.
Cha-cha-cha. WKBW serves you 24 hours a day and serves you right.
1520,
the hottest spot on your radio.
For music and news in the modern style.
At 1520,
for easy listening,
there's WKBW on your dial. 1520.
And again.
1520.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station. Here's Brooke Benton on the Ted Hackett Show. That's going to move us onward toward 9:45 full speed news. Here's Boll Weevil.
Let me tell you a story about a Boll Weevil.
Right. You have a real hot home.
Oh yeah, there's Brooke Benton and the Boll Weevil song. WKBW's Good Time Now is 19 before 10 and 72 KDG.
Haunted by a fear of failure? Chained to a dull job with no future? When the door to opportunity swings open and success awakes, do you have a ghost of a chance? Well, don't despair. You're still young. There's still time. Time to escape from a dreary future. Choose your own job training in today's Army and say goodbye to the evil eye.
You can choose job training before you enlist. Before you enlist in the modern Army.
Here's Gary Mann, or Barry Mann, and Hoop at the Bop of the Bop Bop Bop.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my bomb, 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 bomb. And my honey, ram-a-lama, ding-dong, forever. And when I say, did it, you know I mean it. From the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
News. KB temperature reports high of 72 degrees. Complete forecast follows this report from KB Action Central. Bell Aircraft announced today it has manufactured a rocket engine which will be used by the U.S. Space Team in sending a missile to the moon. At its Niagara Falls Boulevard plant, Bell Aerosystems Company made a Ranger 1 engine designed to power that rocket to the moon. Bell officials told KB News that the Ranger rocket will probe about 600,000 miles out into space. It was scheduled to go up from Cape Canaveral one day this week aboard a space platform, but late word tonight indicates that the moonshot may be delayed. With a Washington report on this moon missile and other shots toward the planets, here's KB's Jim Randolph.
The U.S. space program shows clear indications of moving forward with almost incredible speed considering the complexity of projects involved. It may be no later than Thursday of this week when NASA tries to send up a space platform and to fire from it after it achieves orbit a 675-pound payload to the vicinity of the moon. That's the technique used by the Russians in their Venus probe. Our scientists hope to duplicate the feat with a shot within 35,000 miles of the lunar satellite. Also under consideration is a Mars probe for next year to be added to a pair of Venus shots. All three projects had originally been programmed for 1962, but the Mars effort was set back to 1964 because of financial problems. Now that the space program has more funds, the Mars probe may be on again for next year. In Washington, for WKBW News, Jim Randolph reporting.
Other headlines, stand by Tano Tanawanda for this report from the KB Accident Desk. Father and son were injured in a two-car crack-up at Colvin Boulevard and Sheridan Drive late this afternoon. In Kenmore Mercy Hospital with possible internal injuries is 19-year-old Paul Hoffman, Jr. of 109 Panero Drive, Tanawanda. His father was treated and released. In Buffalo, a 6-year-old boy rushed to Millard Fillmore Hospital this afternoon after he was struck down by a car near his home. He was identified to KB Action Central as Little David Hain of 79 St. James Place, Buffalo. Youngster suffered a broken leg. Final headline, Eastern Airlines plane on the ground in Havana tonight. The victim of a hijacking. Plane commandeered at gunpoint. The pilot forced to land its 33 passengers in Havana. The plane was en route from Miami to Tampa. When the drama began to unfold, an American intercept jet chased the plane, caught it, but could do nothing to stop the hijacking. Air Force said the airline pilot told the jet pilot that the hijacker had a gun at his head. The U.S. has demanded tonight Cuba allow the giant electorate to return to the U.S., but so far the Castro regime has remained silent.
It's the weatherman.
Thunderstorms in the area tonight, possibly of severe intensity with hail and damaging winds. Continued warm and humid through tomorrow. Isolated thundershowers likely again tomorrow afternoon or evening. Low tonight about 70. High tomorrow in the 80s. Present KB temperature is 72 degrees. Humidity 82%. The wind south-southwest at 7 miles per hour. Last week's KBIG News tipster was Russell Sparacino of Buffalo. He won himself $15.20. Number to call with your news tip is TT45107.
Repeating, the KBIG story of the moment.
Bell engine will power next rocket to the moon.
More news any moment. More news any moment. More news any moment.
Welcome back into the Ted Hackett Show, everybody. It's 11 and a half before 10. Here's Vicki Nelson's traveling man.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stars. Traveling man.
Yes, I'm a traveling man. There's Ricky Nelson. WKBW's good time is 9 before 10 in Buffalo, 72 K-degrees now.
New York has 87 state parks that offer you everything from surf bathing to mountain climbing. To find out more about these opportunities for outdoor fun, write for the free state parks folder. Included is a chart which gives park accommodations and activities at a glance. For your copy, write Division of Parks, New York State Conservation Department, Albany.
Frontierific sounds. You're found at 1520, honey. WKBW.
1520.
The hottest spot on your radio.
For music and news in the modern style.
At 15, 20.
For easy listening.
There's WKBW on your dial.
1520.
Again?
1520.
Fun Radio's number one radio, WKBW, a survey proven Buffalo's most listened to radio station. Rose San Antone, I love you. Here's Floyd Kramer pumping it out. Love you. WKBW's good time is 6 before 10, 72 K-degrees here on the Niagara Frontier.
Buffalo Billboard. Buffalo Billboard. Here's what busy people are doing in Buffalo.
The Red Cross Blood Mobile will be at the following locations this Tuesday, tomorrow, July 25, Niagara Frontier Food Terminal, Bailey and Clinton, from 8 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, Veterans Hospital, 3495 Bailey Avenue, 1 to 5 p.m., and at the Red Cross Blood Center, 786 Delaware, from 2 to 8 p.m.
Rain or shine? KB's watching the weather. If it shines, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart at beaches, pools, and parks in the Buffalo area. She'll have a transistor radio for a KB beach buddy and a KB beach beauty who wear the WKBW suntan sign. If the weather's bad, look for the KB Fun in the Sun sweetheart tomorrow. She'll be looking for you.
And that's not bad to take, I'll tell you, because she's nice.
Don't go.
The Drifters drift by, an ensemble on the Ted Hackett Show. Don't go.
If I got on my knees.
Those are the Drifters, and don't go, please stay. WKBW's good time, 2.5 before 10, 72 K-degrees.
Dum-dum-a-diddly-da. Isn't that a grand song, huh? Ah, it sure is. It's Dum-Dum. And, of course, you heard it first in Buffalo on the Jim Taylor K-Big 30 Show. Tune in every Saturday morning between 9 and high noon. You'll enjoy it. Jim Taylor thinks it's just great. That misguided young man, huh? Sad case, sad.
Yeah!
Here's Joe Dowell to move us to 10 o'clock in the Ted Hackett Show. Little German beer hall music, Moosey Den.
Can't you see I...
Isn't that cute? That's by Joe Dowd. It's called Moosey Den. That does it on this hour of the show.
The voice of Radio Buffalo is WKBW.
72 KBGs at the automatic tone. WKBW's good time, 10 o'clock.
One, two, three, four.
Here we go. The U.S. bonds on the Ted Hackett Show. Open the windows. Turn the radio up loud. The neighbors will want to hear this, too. Roll up the rug and get your dancing shoes on. It's a quarter to three. It is called a quarter to three. It's by U.S. bond. 2 and a half after ten. WKBW's good time. 72 KBGs in Buffalo. Now then, who put the service in service station? Well, Andy Bova's the fella, of course. Andy Bova's service right across the way from KB at 1421 Main. This is the spot where you will always get the best at Andy Bova's. The best service, the best product, and the best work. See Andy Bova for brake relining and adjustment, for motor tune-ups, for mufflers, spring and shock replacement. Everything you want in automobile work, Andy Bova will do it and do it well and fast and with least expense. Andy Bova with the best. He's across from KB, 1421 Main, on the corner of Glenwood. Remember the name, it's Andy Bova, and it's the best.
Radar. WKBW reports on today's radar checkpoint location.
East Ferry Street, Best Street, and Genesee Street. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, Billy Black. Oh, Buttermilk Sky, Bill Black's combo. It's 5 and a half after ten. WKBW's good time. 72 KDGs on the Niagara Frontier.
We face a world filled with crisis and change. We must have goals for the decade of decision ahead. National goals, personal goals. Because freedom is not a gift, it is a task. Make it your task. Write for the free digest of Goals for Americans, the report of the President's Commission on National Goals. Send a postcard to Goals, Box 1776, New York 17, New York.
1x2 Radio 1KB.
I know you've been waiting for this. Here it is.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Burma.
Burma who?
Burma Hyde, son. WKBW is the best I ever heard.
And the old prospector. He rides 20 mules. That's what he does for a profession. He sits behind a thing and talks, you know. Adam Wade and the writing on the wall.
The love light's gone.
To recognize the signs there.
Adam Wade. And the writing on the wall, WKBW's good time is 9 minutes after 10 o'clock in Buffalo, 72 KBGs.
What's in a care package? Well, these days, it could be food. It could be a plow. It could even be a brood of baby chickens to vitalize the poultry industry in an underdeveloped country. Your food packages bring people strength. Your other care packages bring them the tools to work. Your dollars to CARE, New York 16, add up to human progress. Remember that address. CARE, New York 16.
Remember how great radio used to sound? Well, KB still does.
WKBW in Buffalo.
WKBW in Buffalo.
It's your favorite station for music and news.
It's your favorite station for music and news.
WKBW 15.